Hundreds gathered at the intersection of Martin Luther King and Walnut in downtown Evansville for the opening of the five-story, 240-room Hilton DoubleTree. Mayor Lloyd Wenneke told the crowd that the hotel replaces the Executive Inn, which closed more than 7 years ago.
And what stands behind me today is a sparkling new convention hotel that will be a magnet for the city of Evansville, a magnet for regional and state conventions that have shied away from Evansville for a number of years because we did not have a nice convention hotel, because we had no convention hotel.
Rick Huffman of the development group HCW thanked Wenneke, corporate leaders, and the construction workers who built the hotel in both hot and cold weather. Huffman admits a few finishing touches remain.
We're missing our tables. The immigration bill has held up our wood tables in Canada. So as soon as they get their visa, they'll come across the border, and we'll have those in about 2 weeks. So we're missing a few doors, a little bit of artwork, a few little finishing touches.
Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Bob Warren says the $62 million hotel should generate about $16 million a year to the local economy. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.